Coronavirus. My, what is it? Corona advisory? My stupid ass. Corona advisory is advice. This context and language is not suitable for children. Shit might be said that might hitch up under the skin, and it might be a low blow. But guess what? It's funny as fuck, though.
We got titties in the building.
Say what? Hey, say what? Say
we
what?
We got titties in the building.
All the way from Cincinnati, Ohio. Titties in the building. With your stankin' ass.
You gon' be in New Year's in church.
With your stankin' ass.
You gon' go straight back to work.
With your stankin' ass.
Why your kids still playin' up in dirt?
With your stankin' ass.
Hold up, your alternator don't work.
With your stankin' ass.
Now you gotta try to crank it first.
With your stankin' ass.
Oh, see, you gon' be late for work.
With your stankin' ass.
And you ain't gon' have no fucking job.
With your stankin' ass.
We done been overseas with the shit. Tell it to fucking these hoes on the low. Niggas talking about them niggas funny hang with that shit. But
guess
what? I'll fuck your bitch and I'll pay that rent. Hey, anytime she call me, she gon' get up on these dicks.
Now, ain't no telling where you might see me. I'm posted in the A, but I might jump on the plane and parlez-vous or La France, cause my name close. I got the jokes. I'm everywhere. You see me with it.
Hey.
I'm up in Africa. I'm telling jokes in different cities. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties.
Hey.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties.
Hey, nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties.
I said they small and they round, but
felt some different titties. Hey.
I like smoking weed. I like getting high.
Hey.
I make bitches mad like BC Young Fly.
Hey.
Bitches walking out, bitches pulling up.
Hey.
I'll apologize and just say I don't give a fuck. Crazy man. Crazy man, I'm crazy man,
crazy man. Two, if you give him some of that pussy, he'll give some of his dick to you. Give him some of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking.
Give him some of that pussy, baby.
I don't like asking.
If the pussy is real good, then please don't give me some. But if the pussy is great, then Carlos really wants some of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking. Give
Carlos, we out here, nigga, furred up.
No, nigga, here, bro.
You got 5,000 I can borrow real quick?
Yeah.
Wait, wait, what?
Duval.
What? Duval.
Where we at? Duval.
Duval. Duval.
I said, hold up, I was in the Navy. I had the ship, I had the barge. I pull up in Duval, I pulled up with Marge.
Marge is down there in Jacksonville. She's doing well, you know what I mean? She's working down there at the AARP building. She's doing good. I haven't seen any Negroes in any of her Instagram pictures. She's doing well. She doesn't go to Regency Square Mall. She's safe down there.
Duval, white woman, finna get you some black balls.
White woman.
Them big old titties. Those some big ass titties. I know them titties can't wait to get out there, bro. As soon as you get home. Just... ah! Them titties need to breathe, man. Them titties need to
shout
breathe.
Out to my nigga with the stepdaddy hat on. Nigga got that stepdaddy hat.
Don't nobody like your ass.
Look at that nigga
there.
Calvin, bro.
Yeah.
Can't stand it, man.
Type of nigga come in your room. Your mama said turn that TV down.
Any man in this room ever got cheated on? Any man in here ever got cheated on? All said the same shit.
Man, the bitch was a hoe, man.
Man, the bitch was a hoe, man. Ain't nobody told me nothing, bruh. Walk in, she sucking dick on the living room, bruh. You can't tell your homeboy. Now you a joke.
I don't know why you motherfuckers sitting around here crying. Mama been sick. Mama been sick. Ain't now one of you motherfuckers come check on Big Mama. When Big Mama got her operation, it was me, Lil Joe. Me and my baby brother Lil Joe took care of my mom. No, don't fucking hold me back. No. Don't fucking hold me.
Earl, you always
stop, fuck it. Y'all wanna be real in the family?
Earl.
Let's be real in the motherfucking family.
Earl.
White lady right here. and she just looked like the lady who tried to cut you in line at Walgreens. You know, she tried to, I was here first. Bitch, you walked right in front of me. Yes.
Cut you in front of Delta because she thinks
what white lady? I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not a white lady?
She is a real housewife of Duval. You better. Raw pussy make it sound like. Raw pussy make it sound like. Raw pussy make it sound like. A raw pussy make it sound like. A raw pussy make it sound like. Raw pussy make it sound like. A raw pussy make it sound like. A raw pussy make it sound like.
Raw pussy make it sound like. Make it sound like. Make it sound. Make it sound. Make it. Make it.
And y'all blowing weed right in the white folks' face. They right outside.
Is that marijuana?
This is so fucking loud over there. I can't even hear myself thinking. The world is changing right in front of us, man. I hope y'all know that. The world is changing. The issue right now is gun control. But they just got a cycle of issues that they run through. So when the next, whatever next come up, abortion or taxes or whatever, they'll just cycle this shit through.
Went from women's rights to gun control.
Ain't no such thing as gun control. They ain't never had no gun control. Mm-hmm. Gun control, they ain't even talking about everybody. That's just for white men. For white men, that's they shit. They the ones who got all the guns, who regulate the guns, they make the guns, they got all the money, all the bullets. Those are the people who they talking about. But they won't call them the terrorists or the real problem. So it ain't
I
a gun control
you, man,
issue.
If it were nine niggas who done did all these massive ass shootings,
if it was two,
it would have been real hard for us to
nine,
travel.
It would have been if it was one nigga.
I give them two, cause they need something to pick up on.
I'm from DC. When that sniper nigga, when they figured out that nigga was a nigga that was doing that shit,
it was bruh.
They shut the city down.
That was
and mind
bullshit.
You, we could never have
that
guns
was never
in DC.
No nigga
guns
who was
always
riding around
you
shooting
get 5 years a year per bullet. Nigga, when that shit happened, niggas, everybody, nigga, they was taking that. It just seemed like they knew every nigga that had a pistol on them. Everybody, like the nigga has a gun, like they had a scanner.
They
locked so many niggas up in that window or them 3-4 weeks of him doing them shootings, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Everybody got locked up for a pistol. Everybody. Niggas can't do no shit.
But
that's
what I'm
that,
saying, though. That shit get to the point where it like, bro, that's just like, the nigga
you
who, okay, Vegas. Vegas was the world's, Vegas. Go ahead. That shit, Hen, I told you. Vegas, Vegas is the world's largest massacre. Like, we live to see this shit, y'all. This was the U.S. largest massacre.
Yeah. And the way he did it was so cold.
But then what I'm saying?
Nah, man, that's more
the way
that,
they
bro.
Did it.
The more they
was
did it
was cold, man. That's more person than
that. That DC sniper, that wasn't just no nigga and his stepson riding around in no car, bro. Them some agents, man. It's a lot of motherfuckers who out. These are not regular people who doing this shit.
No.
That's the shit won't nobody address.
It's
all
really
of these,
not possible when you think of that.
All of these
Vegas,
goddamn false flag operations.
Let me tell you something, bro. This shit weird as hell, bro. Because when it come down to it, bro, it's always them. I ain't no racist ass motherfucker, bro. I don't give a fuck about what skin color
you
are.
You can't.
I don't give a damn.
You black.
That's the thing.
The lowest totem pole.
We just have that in us. We like, we can't. That was not. We so busy fighting for rights and freedom so damn long. Everybody equal. I stupid ass.
Right.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
True as a motherfucker.
But this is what I'm saying, though. All the terrorism attacks. Niggas make it seem like we terrorists. Everybody else is terrorists.
That's what I'm telling you. It
everybody
ain't no
else
such
is terrorist,
thing
but
as terrorism
do
attack,
normal.
Man.
They doing
nah,
this.
Trouble
you from a loving family who just took the wrong turn. But a young nigga who was raised without his mama and father. Nigga that crossed the home. Crack baby. Nigga grew up
was
his
born,
whole life fighting.
Was destined to go to prison.
Destined
they're
going
to
get his nigga 20
had,
years
he
of driving with no license.
He was trying to kill him for having a little bit of money, and he's a menace to society. He's gone forever. Nigga, we going to give you 25 with a hell in prison.
You know how many niggas got life for non-violent offenses? You know how many niggas got life for selling dope? Talking about they want to give drug dealers.
Oh, they already did that.
They already giving them life sentences.
They already did that. They didn't make that official. That the Jeff Sessions and them just made that official. That nigga, they going to seek the death penalty wherever it's plausible for them to seek the death penalty of a nigga selling dope.
Because they looking at it like the dope killing people.
Well, it is. But
nigga
it's
got killing. Life for an ounce of crack.
Come on, man.
One time. You get caught one time with an ounce of crack.
I don't know if you remember this, Lo, but when the crack shit first hit, I remember being a little boy saying this. The nigga George Bush was on the news. He
with
did like
a
press conference and pulled out. He said somebody was, he had two keys of bricked up coke.
But guess
the
what?
The president, George
Chico,
Bush won.
This what they bought the shit down the street from the White
this
House.
Was, he said this was, they caught this guy trying to sell this across the street from the White House. The nigga that they locked up was from the border, right, which is like 4 minutes away from the White House up the street. He was like, why would you try to be so ignorant to sell this in front around the White House? That nigga looked at the camera and said, man, where the White House? Nigga didn't even know where the White House was, bro. Nigga didn't know where it was. Born and raised in D.C., never been to the White House. They said the nigga was trying to sell two rocked up pieces of crack across the street from the White House.
Nigga, crazy, two big boulders. Crack.
Big bold. I'm talking about that. You got to see this shit. Like, I don't even know how they got this shit locked up that big. You know, when you put the stones together, that shit, that shit had come out this maybe this big.
Was still getting paid.
Nigga, you can't rock. You know what type of pot you got to use to rock up a piece of coke that big? You got to use a pasta pot. It's impossible.
That's why Rick Ross is a legend. The first nigga to cook crack in a microwave. Not because he the first nigga to cook crack in the microwave, just because he was the first nigga who had enough cocaine to even try to cook crack in the microwave.
Who that?
Rick Ross. Oh, real free real Rick Ross. Ross.
Yeah.
Hit that bit one more time. Hit that that seafood spot.
Yeah, man. Study your shit, dog. This shit is out here. Public information. Mm.
This man is half of the old school rap battle. Funniest dude out here doing it right now out of D.C. Y'all make some noise for Chico B!
Cut it off. The fuck was that, DJ? Did you just play the instrumental to She Bad? She Grown on the Work. This, I told this nigga to play Master P Bout It. This nigga played the Yin Yang Twins. Is the police in here, nigga? What you scared? He's like, no, he in Jacksonville. No, we ain't playing that, nigga. Fuck that. We ain't gonna be able to get through the show. I play Bout It. Do you got Bout It, nigga? Do you have it, DJ? Fuck do you, DJ? Wedding receptions, nigga? You ain't got Bout It? Let's give him a second.
Yeah.
There we go.
I could never
turn
my
that's what I'm talking about. Turn up.
I could never forget where I came from. Native of New Orleans, all y'all jazz soul. I did them on the wrist with telephone.
Put them on the back.
Put them up. Represent. Where you from? Check out some of this down south. It's your
cut it off. Cut it off. How the fuck did this nigga manage to find the first version when they was trying to figure out what to talk about? All right, look, we got to talk about some street shit on this one. Nigga, this nigga. DJ Never Again. God damn. Fuck the whole shit up. Jacksonville, how y'all doing? Nah, I need more energy than that. We in Jacksonville. How y'all doing? Yeah, I said they still ain't upgraded the club since the last time I was here. This shit still look like a goddamn Burlington Coat Factory on the inside. They still ain't tricking the shit out of nigga. This is, they ain't fixed the carpet or nothing. This that goddamn a moving on up. This is crazy, man. I'm happy to be here in Jacksonville, man. I'm glad all of y'all came. I'll make some noise for yourselves for selling this show out. Love Jacksonville, man. Jacksonville is a beautiful place. It's nice and sunny, beaches and everything. But y'all beaches are a little different than the Miami beaches and shit. Y'all still got dope fiends on y'all beaches, nigga. Them niggas is out there hustling. And I don't know who still let Regency Square Mall be open, but why the fuck is that shit still open, nigga? That shit is ridiculous. That's a jail. They're gonna turn that into a jail in a couple years. They just gonna take that Foot Locker right the fuck up out of there and start locking niggas up in that motherfucker. This shit is crazy, man. But I'm happy to be here. What's going on? That's my man right here. You got your lady with you, man? Yes, your baby, that's your lady. It's you know what I mean? It's black Asian connection, that's what it is. I bet y'all got all types of flavors of chicken at y'all house, but you want the fried or the kung pao, whichever you want to do. We fucking them up tonight. How long y'all been together? Y'all just friends. Y'all just friends. Why you just his friend? You ain't gonna let him. Okay, so why don't this y'all like a date? Y'all on a date? This a date? You sure? Yeah, I don't think she know, nigga. She She looking at this motherfucker like, no, you are the Lyft driver, nigga. I just let you sit in here because I had an extra ticket. You do not get date privileges, nigga. Damn. So you like him? You think he cool? You cool? You think he cool? What you do for a living, big homie? What you do for a living? What the fuck is that? Like, I don't trust the Asian nigga with his hat turned to the back anyway. This motherfucker, I ain't gonna be able to go into no beauty supply stores now. He gonna tell all his cousins, don't fuck with him. He's mean to me. That's what it is. Anybody else? They just say we got the lovely ladies up here in the front. You not lovely? She said, I am. I thought you was white till you still start talking. You was a Negro. How you doing, man? What's your name? Marge? You got a white name, but you don't got the white voice. Her name is Marge. God damn, like the Simpsons. Goodness gracious. Marge. Are you from Jacksonville, Marge? Where you from? Georgia, what part? Kingsland. Is niggas free there? That's the Kingsland, Georgia, Marge thing. Your people in Kingsland don't know you ain't here fucking with the 85 South Show. They'll be mad as fuck. Yeah, my daughter Marge is down there in Jacksonville. She's doing well. You know what I mean? She's working down there at the AARP building. She's doing good. I haven't seen any Negroes in any of her Instagram pictures. She's doing well. She doesn't go to Regency Square Mall. She's safe down there. That's what it is, man. But I'm happy to be here, man. We got a great show on deck. We started a little late, so we're going to keep this thing rolling so we can get it going. So the next gentleman I'm about to bring to the stage, y'all done seen my brother everywhere. You done seen him on Instagram. You seen him hosting TRL. You seen him doing all that good shit. What you say, nigga? They over there arguing with the waiter. Fuck that. I want my wings fried right, okay? I didn't pay this much money to come in here and have soft motherfucking boiled wings. Get them right. That nigga like, my right, bitch, whatever. What you like, man? All right, so there we go. Y'all got that order straight? That's what it is. Okay, cool. So now, back to the intro. You done seen my brother hosting TRL. You done seen him all over your Instagram, but you about to see him right here live in Jacksonville. So I need everybody to start turning up. Make some noise right now. Hold up, time out before I start DJ. Whatever the fuck that nigga asked for, could you please make sure you got it now? Let's give him a second. Go, you got it, DJ? You good? You sure? You got it, because if you start playing some bullshit up at this nigga gonna play, well, if you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. Like, nigga, how do you have that in the talking version about it? But like I said, man, my brother's about to come up here and turn it up, so I need everybody to start making some noise right now. Put your hands together, start making some noise for the one, the only, DC Young Fly!
Hold up, DJ. White woman, do you know that song? You know that song? Run that shit back. You better sing it too, motherfucker. Here we go. Come on, white woman.
Bitch, to the wall.
You better sing it. Do the sweat.
Singing, boy.
All these female crowd. What you say? All these female motherfuckers. Go for it. Wait.
Go
That's when a nigga skeet all on your ass? She was like, skeet. Ah, shit, let me get the fuck off. We in this bitch, what's up, Jacksonville? Okay, what is this motherfucker feel like we in there on the up, where we at? I don't know where the fuck this shit, they said they fixed this shit. I was just here. This shit looked the same. They talking about they done added a stage. No, the fuck you did. You might have bought a new speaker, that's about all. What's your name, white woman? Because you got your food first. Oh, your name Marge? What you do for a living, Marge? You a waitress? For who, Marge? For who? Outback. The steakhouse? Oh, I don't eat that no goddamn way, sorry. What you do right here? What do you want? Baby, I got it. What you do for a living, baby? You a therapist? She be trying to do work on you at the house. She try. Are you a physical therapist or one of them psychological therapists? Psychology, so you be trying to get in the motherfucking mind. You know what I'm thinking? That's that I tear your ass up look. Your ass ain't good. You ain't good. You ain't shit. Got an Asian motherfucker in this bitch. Ah! What's your name, Ace? Oh? Oh, I thought a nigga was like, oh, talking to me? Like, this nigga high hell, nigga. You the only Asian nigga over that motherfucker. That nigga like, oh, nigga, that's your name? What the? So what is like, what's your real name like? Oh, snap. What's your whole name? Orlando? Nigga. This nigga is a nigga, man. I thought this nigga was a real. Man, you is a nigga, man. This nigga here, man. What you do for a living, OG? You a firefighter? Nigga, why the fuck you ain't at work? Nigga, ain't no telling what. My... We need y'all niggas to be on duty, not looking at me, ugly ass boy. You must got some shit on your phone where you might have to get the fuck up out of here. You like, all right, yeah, it's time to go. Some shit. Oh my goodness. Them big old titties. Oh my. Them some big ass titties. I know them titties can't wait to get out there, bro. As soon as you get home, just... Those titties need to breathe, man. Those titties need to be breathe. Shit, niggas with long balls, we have to let them motherfuckers breathe. Cause I wear tidy white, it's not tidy white like the breeze. And we can tell when them motherfuckers ain't breathe. But when we let them bitches loose, we be like, huh? Well, I got some long balls. I don't give a damn. Y'all ready for this show? Y'all ready to turn this motherfucker up? We down here in Jacksonville. Are you old enough to be in here? What's your name? Gentoo? Gentera? Like Gentera? Like Jen, you need to tell her ass she need to get. What's her whole name, Gentera? Gentera what? I just need to know who the fuck coming to see me. I know it's a girl named Gentera. I know Marge, who work at Outstate Back. Huh? Gentera Green? Okay. That sounds like some good ass collard greens. Make sure you get them Genteras, cause we gotta mix them up good with the corn. Ugly ass girl. Fuck bro, y'all. Nah, we gotta keep this show on cause we know we had y'all out there waiting outside. So listen, this next brother I'm about to bring up. But when the hell your ass get back there? You been back there?
Nah, I just got
it. Alright, send them on. Here we go. The next motherfucker I'm about to bring up to the stage, this the OG. This is one of the reason that I look at comedy today. You dig what I'm saying? Y'all seen this nigga on MTV, BET, Comedy View, all over the place. Y'all start making some noise right now for my dog, Carlos Miller!
Hit a motherfucker, hit a motherfucker, hit a motherfucker.
I bet you won't.
Push a motherfucker, push a motherfucker, ho. Push a motherfucker, push a motherfucker.
I bet you won't.
Turn it off.
What the fuck? Y'all so quiet in this bitch? Y'all sitting there like y'all waiting on some WIC vouchers. What's up, Duval? I know this ain't goddamn live ass Duval in here. This Duval? Y'all sitting in this bitch quiet like we at a family reunion. Waiting on somebody to say the blessing. How y'all doing? What, did something happen before I came out this bitches? What the fuck got a white lady, a panel of judges, nice titties in the front. They're like, it look like y'all judging a good spaghetti competition. Huh? You don't like spaghetti? Well, I like titties. Hey, I'm Carlos. How you doing? How you and them titties doing? I know you wanted me to see them because you put them bitches right there. It's throat titties. It ain't no space. I don't know how she pulled that off. Hey, white lady, how you doing?
Not good, how are you?
What you looking for, a new boyfriend?
No, I'm just in here socializing amongst the blacks.
What's up, Hispanic dude? No, you got that body work for the low. I'm trying to get the Cutlass painted this year. What you doing? Yeah, in here with a black lady trying to act light skinned. I know a Hispanic dude when I see one. Shout out to all the niggas in the room tonight that used to sell dope, but now you the cable man. That is some Duval ass shit. I like coming down here, bro. Y'all got some of the finest hood bitches in the world.
I'm talking about them fine hood bitches have a nigga name tattooed on their neck, still at the beauty supply store. Yeah, I'm talking about just some straight ghetto bitches, wear bikinis and cut off shorts all the time, nowhere to go, always walking. Can't nobody outwalk a Duval bitch. This bitch will walk to Orlando with a baby on her hip.
Bitch, where you was? I done walked to Murder Beach.
Niggas in Florida love rims, don't they? I seen a nigga fuck his goddamn ACL up trying to get out the dunk. The nigga was sagging and then fell on pump three, hit his goddamn knee on. Shout out to all the ex-crackheads out here selling seafood in the daytime. Nigga, I don't want that shit. Your fingernails dirty as hell. I like this shit. Shout out to all the women who on day three of your Monstat 7. Y'all better keep up. I ain't come here to fuck around tonight. I got some shit to talk, and I'm gonna talk it. See, they now they discussing shit. You know how many grown men in here that ate Monstat 7 don't even know it? All the women who said, oh, them the women who feeding it to them. Fuck y'all. Nigga face itching all day, man. Baby, you wet as hell tonight. Nigga, you look like you been eating paper. Nigga got that sour cream on his face. Y'all ain't shit for judging me. They couldn't say, oh, if they didn't know what I was talking about, my nigga. Where you coming from, bro? Court, why you so? This nigga shit perfect. Got the sweater, undershirt, tie. Looking like a prosecutor in this bitch. This your lady? She made you wear all that shit? You got baptized earlier or something? I like this. We got the church and the trap in this bitch tonight, boy. We might bless a dime bag or something. Where the single ladies at? Did they make it out tonight? Any single ladies? I'm not, none. I'm talking about all the way single. Ain't nobody sent you no dick pictures this month. You ain't even had your first piece of 2018 dick. Where they at? Fuck the rest of these cheating ass. See, I can't fuck with you. You too recent on the dick. I heard your comment. I don't know about all that. I ain't had the 18 dick. It ain't nothing but March, you fucking freak. Bitch can't wait 3 weeks on some dick. Oh my God. See, that's what's wrong. Y'all just out here giving away dick. You don't believe in yourself. I don't just be out here giving away my dick. Mm-mm. You gonna treat me like a gentleman? Yeah, you fuck taking you out. You about to do some shit for me too. Fuck that. Let's go be creative, bitch. Wash the truck with me. Show me you interested. I'm not just about to get no dick, because good dick come with a lot of responsibility. You fuck around and give a good dick on the first time. Guess what? Now your boss said hi. You can't never be tired. You got to bring good dick every time. I'll be out here giving them good dick all the time. Uh-uh. Come fast. As soon as you get the pussy. Bust a nut quick. Ha, ha. Why you come so fast? Why the pussy so good? Oh, really? Fuck that shit. We flipping the script. Fellas, next time you make your lady bust a nut, just stop and be like, why you calm so fast? I don't give a fuck if you've been fucking since yesterday afternoon. Talk your shit. It's a lot of white people made it to this show. It's a lot of white ladies. Much love to the white ladies who have little black children. You don't know how to do their hair. Just doing your best. Judge me one more time, titties. Everybody else in this bitch, they quiet with their judgment. I can hear you. And you got a comment for everything. Like, we on Facebook. Wow. Really? This nigga here. I don't know about the 18 dick. So who is playing with these big titties in Jacksonville? Because clearly you got a lot you want to discuss. Who is he? You lying. Who is he? You done had something to say since I got out here. And I don't get quiet now. Who is he in here with his wife? Is he in here? I'm just playing. Shut the fuck up with these O's. Not finna fucking owe me to death. Lace, you ever be out with your boyfriend and see your other boyfriend with his other bitch and get mad, but you can't say shit? Now you just walking through the house with a fucked up attitude. Baby, what's wrong? Nothing, nothing. So sick of niggas. Ain't that fucked up though? Bro, a woman, any woman in this room right now can say, I got cheated on. All the women in here gonna give them some sympathy. Oh, girl, man, ain't shit. You didn't deserve that. Let's go out. Let's get some drinks. Let's talk about it. Fuck these niggas. Let's just go dancing girls' night. Nigga ain't gonna never admit to getting cheated on. Not a nigga. Hell no. A man? Shit no. Never. Ain't a man in this room ever got cheated on. Any man in here ever got cheated on all said the same shit. Man, the bitch was a hoe, man. Man, the bitch was a hoe, man. Ain't nobody told me nothing, bruh. Walk in, she's sucking dick on the living room, bruh. You can't tell your homeboy, now you a joke. Your manhood is at stake in the street. They laughing, telling you, bruh, you heard what happened to your homeboy then? Yeah, this nigga walk in, dick all in the living room, bruh. Then they clowning you on, that's your boy. Nigga get cheated on, it be over with. We can stand that shit maybe one time as men. Get cheated on one time, nigga died 39, heart failure. Nigga was in the league 3 years ago, all of a sudden dead.
What happened? That bitch, man, fucking with that white girl.
Oh, you start fucking with a white girl. Anything happen wrong in your life, it's because you fucking with that white girl. You can fall behind on your credit card bill, $17. See, fucking with them white bitches. You're coming up short. The white girl, that's not true. I would never let you be short $17. What's your name? It's Marge, like Marge Simpson. That ain't short for nothing, just Marge. What's up, Margie? You from the project part of Duval, huh? You talk slow like you on probation. Marge. Hell yeah. That ain't the white girl you fuck with. She done had three gangster niggas before you. What you gonna do, goddamn? You can't just sit around these bitches. Marge, take your ass in the kitchen. Eat some broccoli. How long I been up here? Too long? Let's get the rest of the show started, because this not about me. I just didn't like how y'all was judging me when I came out, because I got velour pants on. I wasn't going to wear them, but my dick feels so loose in these, man. I feel like I could do anything in these motherfuckers. My legs is getting the right kind of massage. Got the dick print for the ladies. Shout out to the ladies who like real dick. Good hard dick with the curve and the vein in it. Yes. Look at the women clapping who like the curve part. Oh, Jesus, yes.
Did he say the curve and the vein? They stopped making them in 91. They don't even make them no more. That's a discontinued dick Carlos got. I don't know which one I like, the curve or the vein.
A lot of niggas don't even know the value of their dick. You better check your value. Check your shit. It's little ways to find out if your dick good. Like, call your girl and, you, baby, come here.
What?
Girl, bring your ass over here.
What?
That's how you know, white lady. That's how you know. Ain't that right, titties? Bro, if your girl buy you some weed from her baby daddy, then you got good dick, my nigga. If you ain't never saw your girl hang her phone up mad and say, that's why I'm through fucking with these bitches. Your dick ain't good. Good dick break up friendships. She'll stop talking to these bitches if you fuck her tonight, right? But you gotta fuck her where her eyebrows come off, be on the pillow. Look, I'm giving away too much game. The nigga with the sweater is texting himself this shit. take the sweat off, kill these bitches.
What you do, bro?
Yeah. You in the Navy? That's why you got all that outfit shit on. Nigga really the police.
It's a lot of niggas in the Navy. I'm asking. I ain't no cap. I'm just asking.
Are there a lot of black men in the Navy?
No, okay. I was just asking. I was just niggas in boats. But what if there's some real, like, Duval-ad niggas in the Navy? Like, when they pull up on niggas, all that Navy shit go out. They just be, shit, now we up on your beach, old pussy nigga. Yeah, talk that shit now, boy. I got them sticks on your ass, don't it? Hold up, I'm finna part this motherfucker, man. These pussy ass Pakistan niggas. You saw how bad that bitch in, bro? We... Hey, man, where my niggas at? Man, y'all come up here. Fuck this shit.
Hey, J.O.
This is the 85 South Show. My name is Carlos Miller. And that's my man Chico Beans right there. And that's my man DC Young Fly. We put this shit together. This is the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for niggas who don't know what a podcast is.
Y'all know I like the rich shit.
Hold on, let me get in pose for the album cover, Nick. Fuck that shit.
Duval.
Wait, what?
Duval.
What? Duval.
Where we at? Duval.
I said Duval.
I said, hold up, I was in the Navy. I had the ship, I had the barge. I pull up in Duval, I pulled up with Marge.
Yeah,
it was about March.
When? It was around March. White woman, you in Duval. White woman finna get you some black balls.
White woman.
She already had some, you can tell before. Yeah. Cause they said her name Marge. She be talking real slow.
Yeah.
She be talking real slow. And her food came first. Girl, who the fuck you know?
Huh? Who you know? Who you know, Marge? Who the fuck you know?
Who you know? Who you know, Marge? Who the fuck you know?
I tell you who she know.
What?
And he finna leave. She know my Asian partner.
Yo.
That's where she get all her weave. I say yo, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it going.
You know that nigga name Orlando?
Yeah.
Oh, now, hold up, what you say? You said that he was Asian. I thought he was Mexican named Jose.
No.
No, y'all ain't gonna do my nigga like that. Cause if he shoot this thing up, I got your back.
I'ma run with you. Then we just gonna disperse, ugly ass boy.
Low. That's when he gonna turn Hispanic. He gonna act like he don't know English. I don't know. I was in. They started to shoot. They started the shooting. I started to run.
I started to run.
The whole place, I ran.
And they said the girl, the name was Marge. Marge?
Marge.
Marge.
The white girl, Marshy. It started shooshing, and I started to run. They
started
see,
what?
That's all I know.
It started shooshing?
I started shooshing, I started to run.
That's my nigga, J.O.E.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to my nigga with the stepdaddy hat on. Nigga got that stepdaddy hat.
Don't nobody like your ass.
Look at that nigga Calvin, bro.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. Yeah.
Type of nigga come in your room. Your mama said turn that TV down.
Hey, why my man right here dressed like he manager Enterprise? What's going on there? You got
because
rental cars?
I need a
he
car.
He in the Navy.
Oh, you in the Navy?
Yeah,
oh, my bad. Oh, never
alone.
Mind.
You can't swim.
Oh, yes, he can.
You can't swim.
Nigga nicknamed Catfish.
Now leave that nigga alone. That nigga, you fuck around and say the wrong thing. That nigga, go there,
nigga.
You're like, oh, wait a minute, bro.
Man, that
I'm
nigga
sorry.
Went to the
Salute.
Navy to be a mechanic, stupid ass. But
nah, that nigga official, bro. That one, you can tell he in the Navy. That's one of them niggas you don't fuck with.
Nope.
Nigga start crying before the fight. He ain't worried about the fight. He just mad he gonna get a whooping for getting his school clothes dirty. My mom said, don't be fighting my school clothes.
nigga done choked your fucking eyeball out.
Knocked all your teeth loose.
Hell yeah.
And don't get suspended because he got
he don't
grades.
Even get a whooping. His mama just take him to the Kingdom Hall.
That nigga stupid. So you know how to swim.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how to dive in backwards. Stupid ass motherfucker. Watch this, kid. Now look at this nigga here. Look at this nigga here. This
that bro, nigga... We'll take a chopper apart right now in front of everybody. Let me give you a real show. Okay, you take the bend, you put it together like this. Pow! Shoot that motherfucker one time in the ego, sit back down like ain't nothing happened, nigga. Oh, he got his wings now.
Yep.
He got that's his girlfriend, too. Yeah, she's yeah. A psychological therapist.
Oh, what?
Oh, what, nigga?
Y'all niggas heard me. Fuck wrong with y'all. Y'all niggas.
What the fuck did you just say?
Wasn't she?
Yeah, nigga. She was the one that's for the mind, the therapist.
Nigga, a psychologist?
Yeah.
Nigga, you sound like the Spanish dude when the shooting start. He says, a psychologist therapist.
They went to the
hey, and knew exactly what the fuck I meant.
They went to the therapy with the psychologist.
You know, shit, same thing.
Psychologist.
I got the first part right, the side part.
I think we giving these tables a little bit too much credit
yeah.
in this
yeah,
club.
Yeah, this like a wrestling table. Nigga about to get pedigreed in their bets, I'm telling you.
You know they done had this table for years, nigga.
Yeah, you could tell. This club ain't even finished yet.
That's what I said. Then they done covered the table up with do-rag. Nigga, this shit crazier than a motherfucker. I'm telling you, you can get some waves with this shit
nigga
right
talking
here.
About he added, he didn't add shit to this motherfucking stage. He ain't do shit new.
Yes, hell he did. No. He put up his little granddaughter's Valentine's Day card that they made at elementary school. He was like, give me the cards, baby. I do something with them. Your mom and them acting like they ain't got no space around this bitch. I do something with them.
Boy, them got
that's how some of these bitches' booties walk around here looking.
Hey, these,
like, these bitches got holiday heart ass walking around this morning. Well, I knew I saw that ass somewhere.
Ass look like an arts and crafts heart, nigga. That shit crazy.
That Valentine's Day heart got diabetes. Man. Oh, that logo God. Ain't this shit. Dude. Just two bitches giggling.
And one of them eyebrows fell off, nigga.
My eyebrows fell off.
Her eyebrows fell off.
They giggling on the way back to the car.
And you know it's fucked up when a nigga run out of eyebrow budget. Fuck painting the rest of the eyebrows.